Towns and farms carved from the white pine forest. Slashings from the farmers' fields and railroad beds smoldering. Mounds of sawdust from the shingle mills and sawmills, standing in piles and filling the mud holes in the streets. Board sidewalks and plank roads, log homes and barns. Wood all around, as dry as the drought-parched ground. Fire, small fires in the woods everywhere, and thick smoke in the air all the way to Green Bay. Lumberjacks in the saloons on a weekend binge, and businessmen searching the evening sky for fire. It came. October 8th, 1871. Driven by tornadic winds, the worst fire in American history. 1 million acres of forest burned, and 1,200 people dead, burned to death in their beds, or killed by the intense heat and smoke, too terrible to imagine. Some ran and were caught by the flames, a tiny pile of ashes or a buckle, all that remained in the gray dawn. Some stayed and perished, trying to save families and belongings. Some boiled to death in the wells they thought would save them. Some found refuge in the Peshtigo River and lived to remember and retell the events of that awful day. Days from the pain of the burns and the horror of the night, the survivors emerged in the quiet morning and tried to comprehend the full extent of the disaster. October 8, 1871. The same day, ironically, as the Chicago fire, which received much more notoriety, but only claimed one-third the number of lives. The Peshtigo Fire, October 8, 1871.
To start again in the wilderness, with the winter fast approaching, frost in the fields with the morning sun, and the smell of the embers still glowing. 600 dead at the Peshtigo. And pain in the gloomy morn. Approaching.